Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Bélanger, and here is your morning news. Ottawa's Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Vera Etches, says school closures will negatively impact students' mental health. Ottawa is closing all schools to in-person learning until at least January 17th, following provincial restrictions announced on Monday. On Wednesday, Etches was joined by Mayor Jim Watson for a media availability to deliver an update to the public. Etches, who made an official statement on Sunday opposing school closures, says she stands by her professional opinion, but understands the need for additional restrictions at this time due to the high transmissibility of Omicron.
They are bracing for the impact. We know that at this point, the transmission of the Omicron variant cannot be completely stopped. So I agree with the provincial decision to introduce additional public health measures in the community. We know that schools should be the last places to close for the health and well-being of children and youth. We know there will be harms from closing schools. For some children and youth, school is a place of respite where they can access support, food, and safety. We've seen from previous lockdowns that parents and caregivers report high levels of stress when schools are closed, when restrictions are in place, and their ability to work is affected. Also, during previous periods when schools were closed for in-person learning, we saw more mental health challenges and increased hospitalizations with diagnoses such as depression and anxiety and eating disorders.
Last March, the Canadian Mental Health Association, or CMHA, reported that 74% of Ontarians experienced worsening mental health since the beginning of the pandemic. Additionally, Ottawa Public Health reported an overall improvement in the mental health of parents and students in 2020 after schools began to reopen. Watson cited high vaccination rates as an indicator that Ottawa is on the right track and thanked Ottawa residents for doing their part, but warned that the worst isn't over yet.
Well, there's no easy way to say this, but the next 2 to 4 weeks are going to be some of the toughest weeks of this pandemic on all of us. Our seniors, our kids, our small businesses and restaurants, our students, and our families. But we don't have a lot of options to avoid some very difficult decisions. Ottawa, along with the rest of the province, will be implementing new public health measures. This isn't how any of us wanted to welcome in 2022.
As of Wednesday, Ottawa has over 8,300 active cases, with 1,600 occurring in youth aged 19 or younger. Etches, who made an official statement on Sunday supporting schools remaining open, indicated that the high rate of transmission in children and youth was not due to school outbreaks, but could be attributed to community spread outside of schools.
So I will continue to advocate for schools to reopen as soon as possible for the health of children and youth. Unlike a year ago, when we lived through similar public health restrictions, we do have the protection of vaccinations now, and we're working to prioritize teachers and education workers, childcare workers, to get their booster doses too. We also want to give children and youth access to their first doses as soon as possible.
Etches added that the second doses of the pediatric vaccine will begin being distributed in late January. The peak of the current wave is also expected for late January, according to Etches, after which she anticipates some kind of return to normalcy. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Mara Bélanger.